European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has sailed through two no confidence votes in the European Parliament. As expected, despite the victory, von der Leyen will likely continue to face challenges to her leadership from both sides of the political spectrum. For more on this, let's go live to Brussels and our correspondent, Alex Gardier. Good afternoon, Alex. So will this have been somewhat of a bittersweet victory for the Commission President?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It was actually quite a decisive victory for Ursula von der Leyen. Of the 361 votes needed to topple her and her Commission, the first no-confidence motion put forward by the far right only got 179. The left, their no-confidence motion fared even worse, with 138 in favour. So clearly these challenges are running out of steam before they even left the station, but nevertheless, it is still a consistent challenge to Ursula von der Leyen's authority as European Commission President. It will be seen as a constant thorn in her side. Now, she will be heartened by the fact that clearly her centrist coalition in the European Parliament has rallied around her, has not abandoned her, as some feared they might. But nevertheless, this will be a thorn in Ursula von der Leyen's side when the European Union is facing any number of challenges, be it the war in Ukraine, a trade battle with the United States, a complicated relationship with China. These constant challenges remain a thorn in Ursula von der Leyen's side. But today, as you rightly said, Don, she completely sailed through.